Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome in to another fine, fun edition of the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, as you heard. Our guy, Charlie, producing as always tonight. You'll hear him on the air throughout the show. And did a great job last night, night one. Tonight is night two. We'll see if he can match night two with what he did on night one, or maybe be even better than he was last night. I don't know how that's possible, but maybe Charlie will be better than he was last night. The Bucks look good again. You know, maybe Charlie's good luck. Maybe that's it. Maybe we should need a Charlie on the post-game show in order for this Bucks team to turn around at the end of the day. Maybe that's might be what it was. Bucks win 117-99 over the Orlando Magic tonight, leading the way for the Bucks. Bobby Portis. And 14 of 18, 2 of 2 from 3, 9 boards, 3 assists, 30 points. Charlie, you pick whatever highlight you think is the best highlight to pick. I came in tonight and Charlie's like, just so you know, a lot of the highlights are Bobby Portis. That's a lot of the highlights. And I said, that's cool, Charlie. He deserves a lot of the highlights. I got no problem with Bobby Portis being a lot of the highlights. And you know, Lillard had a good game too. 29, 10 of 19, 3 of 8 from 3, 6 boards, 8 assists. No Middleton, no Giannis. Game was on WMLW tonight. So let's hear which highlight Charlie picked.
That's a time of game, under 2 hours.
Bobby Portis, the distance shot from the corner in his first three-pointer of the night.
You just got to love it because you know he is a very capable starter-level player in this league who's embraced. Look at him.
Give me that, Bobby, and give him that.
See, and again, as I've talked about before, and that, of course, Lisa Byington, Steve Novak on the call on WMLW, that right there is what I've talked about in the past, which is Bobby Portis at home versus Bobby Portis on the road. Bobby Portis at home, good. Sometimes really good, like tonight. Bobby Portis on the road without Patrick Beverley, hit and miss. More miss than hit, maybe. Patrick Beverley playing in game with Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis tends to be a little bit better. Beverley knows how to get him going. Whatever the case may be, it's kind of how it's kind of played out here. So, no Giannis, no Middleton. That meant they got to turn to Bobby Portis and go, Bobby, you get to be the guy tonight. You and Dame, let's go. And he got to go be play free and just, you know, have some fun and make some shots. And it wasn't like Portis, you know, hit five threes and that's how he got to 30 points tonight. 14 of 18, only two of those were threes, both made by Portis in this one. So that was great. Crowder had a nice night, 14 points off of the bench. Two of six from three, not their best, but still 14 points off the bench. And the Orlando Magic was a team that was right there knocking on the door, trying to catch that two seed from the Milwaukee Bucks. This was a huge win to pretty much say, you're done. You know, maybe we'll see you in the playoffs, but you're not catching us. Right now, you feel good about where the Bucks are at with two games left, right? You got Oklahoma City coming up on Friday night. And then you have the Orlando Magic again Sunday afternoon, a noon tip-off for that one on Sunday. And then providing you hold on to that two seed, what then does that mean? Well, that means you get to sit at home and watch the play-in tournament and see who you get stuck with playing in the first round of the playoffs. Boston Celtics will also be in the same spot, or they also will be sitting back watching to see who they end up with in the first round of the playoffs. So they play to get in, and then you have to deal with them. And as you know, lovely as that seems, remember, this is what happened last year. Miami played to get in, kicked your butt, kicked others' butts, and made their run. So just because they're in the play-in tournament does not mean it's going to be an easy series necessarily for the Milwaukee Bucks. You have the Giannis injury, which last night when we signed off here on 1250 AM The Fan during the post-game show, we were waiting for the results in the MRI and the calf strain. And comes word earlier today, MRI, all good. Tendon is good. No issues there. Yay. Good way to start my morning. I was very happy to see that. Then you get word later on in the day from the Bucks and from Sham Sharania and Woj and everybody else saying that he's not going to play Giannis the rest of the regular season, which is fine. He'll have treatment daily, which we expected, and then we'll see where we're at. The article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today was a good one talking about Dame Lillard having this same injury that Giannis had in Portland last year. And he missed, what was it, about a week, week and a half? I think it was November 20th, 23rd, something like that is my point in all of this. It doesn't appear, outside looking in, that this is a 6 to 8 week injury. It doesn't appear, outside looking in, that this is a 4 to 6 week injury. This appears to be a 1 to 2 week injury based on how Lillard recovered from it. And again, Lillard old, Giannis younger, so maybe he recovers a little bit quicker than Lillard. Everybody recovers differently. Everybody recovers differently. I'm old. Charlie's young, my producer. We get the same injury. Probably he's up and going and is all good. I'm probably still lying on my couch trying to figure out how to get off the couch and walk again. And Charlie's back probably playing basketball before I get off the couch trying to walk. So everybody is different. So I'm happy about that. Then you see Giannis on the bench. He's got the walking boot on. And you're like, ugh. I don't really like seeing my best player with a walking boot on. But you just have to remember, this doesn't matter in the grand scope of things for the regular season, right? We can get through two more games without Giannis. And then he gets extra days, which, again, is nice for this playing tournament to get through before you start playing. Can you win a playoff series in the first round if, in fact, it's no Giannis in the first round of the playoffs? I think so. Providing Milton is good. You know, this whole thing of Milton not playing back-to-back at this point, I don't know if I'm concerned necessarily. Everything they do is precautionary. There are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. It's just they don't do it. So you don't have to worry about putting Milton in a back-to-back in a playoff series because that's not going to happen. So you feel good about that he's going to get a day off in between games or 2 days off in between games based on how the schedule plays out. So resting him here today, not end of the world. The way the Bucks handled Orlando tonight makes you feel better after what you saw last night. So that's two in a row. Now again, now you get Oklahoma City Friday. Let's see how they play Friday. Last time they played Oklahoma City, they handled them. I'm sure Oklahoma City remembers. But again, from Oklahoma City's standpoint, we have to look and see where they are in the standings and how important that game is for them. Because it's not interconference, right? You're not going to see Oklahoma City unless you're both in the title series, right? NBA Championship Series, then NBA Finals. Then maybe you see them. other than that, it doesn't really matter one way or the other for either one of you who wins and who loses necessarily. It's not like, oh, you'll remember this in the playoffs. No. From that aspect, no. But from the aspect of, you know, mattering for seeding, you know, the Bucks winning against Oklahoma City, that's it. We're done. Right? I mean, you can pretty much lock it up. The Bucks will pretty much be the two seed. As you sit right now, they're 49-31. The Knicks 47-32. And then Cleveland 47-33. Orlando 46-34, along with the Pacers at 46-34. Oklahoma City still has a chance at the one seed. I mean, they're only a half game out of Minnesota and Denver. So that tells you everybody's playing, right? They're not going to rest anybody because there is too much value in being that one or that two. And getting, you know, the winners of said play-in tournament. And if you're Oklahoma City in either one of those two matchups, you don't have to worry about playing Minnesota or Denver earlier than you want to play them, right? You can kind of push that off to later. So if you're Oklahoma City, having that one or two seed's a big deal. So you would expect a full effort from Oklahoma City coming up when they face him on Friday night. And the Thunder, at last I checked, were actually absolutely putting a hurting on San Antonio, and they did. They won 127-89 over the Spurs. So that is not going to be necessarily an easy game for the Milwaukee Bucks, especially without Giannis. You expect Middleton back, and then see what happens. I want to talk about tonight the Jrue Holiday extension, if you don't mind, and how much money this dude got from the Boston Celtics earlier today. And I want to compare it to the money that Damian Lillard is making at the same point, right? And I'm going to ask this question to you all and see where you all, you know, come out on this. Because I know some of you would like Damian Lillard not on this team, and you would prefer Jrue Holiday. And others of you love Lillard on this team and are good not having Jrue Holiday. But Jrue Holiday had a contract extension with the Boston Celtics today. Now, let's talk about Lillard's contract first, if you don't mind. Damian Lillard, as we sit right now and looking at his number, his base salary this year is $45.6 million. It's according to SpotTrack. Next year, $48.7 million at 34 years old. 25, 26, $54.285 million at age 35. 26, 27, Damian Lillard, player option, which I can't imagine he turns down. $58.6 million, age 36, Houston. And in 2027, at age 37, he will become an unrestricted free agent again. At age 37, or he'll retire, because that right there is an interesting deal where he's going to be made so much money. I think if Lillard has won a championship by that point, if that has happened, I would guess he retires and walks away and is done. That's kind of how I look at it. Jrue Holiday today signed an extension. And this is kind of what his numbers look like going forward with the Boston Celtics. These numbers are crazy, in my opinion. Base salary this year, $34.95 million for Damian Lillard. Then, when the extension kicks in next year, in 2024, 34 years old, $30 million. 2025 at 35 now, $32 million. 2026 at age 36, $34.9 million, and in 2027 at age 37, he's still under contract at $37.3 million. So you get out of Lillard's deal 1 year earlier, possibly two if he uses his player option. Holiday becomes a free agent at age 38 in 2028. So Lillard becomes a free agent a year before Holiday and a year sooner. But you start talking about those last couple of years. Jrue Holiday is making $20 million more per year in 26 and in 27 than what Jrue Holiday is going to make. $20 million more. So really what the question becomes in my mind is, do you think Damian Lillard is worth the amount of money he's getting paid to the amount of money that Drew Holiday is getting paid at the end of the day? Which one would you rather have, Bucks fans? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. And tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. It, of course, is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Served up by Wendy's. And don't forget their brand new sports book at Potawatomi coming to you next month. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee's about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
How about it, Bucks fans? 117-99, Bucks over the Orlando Magic. You want to talk about the game? You're leaving Fizer form. Dial it up, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Plus, I want to get into the Damian Lillard, Drew Holiday topic that I broached with y'all before the break. Let's talk about what it looked like for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. 30 minutes, 14 of 18 from the floor for Bobby Portis. 30 points, 9 boards, 5 steals, 3 assists, 4 turnovers. Brook Lopez, 31 minutes, 4 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3, 10 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 blocks, a steal, and 1 turnover. Pat Bev, 30 minutes, 4 of 6 from the floor, hit all 3 threes, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Can I just say, it's pretty amazing. That dude's playing with ligament damage the way he is. And looking as good as he is. 13 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, a steal. Damian Lillard, 34 minutes, 10 of 19, 3 of 8 from 3, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 29 points, 6 boards, 9 assists. Malik Beasley, 25 minutes, 3 of 9 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3, still struggling there. 8 points, 5 boards. Again, no Middleton, no Giannis tonight. Jay Crowder, 31 minutes, 4 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 14 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist to go along with 1 block. 25 minutes for Pat Connaughton, 2 of 5, 0 of 2 from 3, 1 of 1 from the line. 5 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. 16 minutes for A.J. Green, missed all 3 of his shots, including 2 threes. Did hit a couple of free throws and had a steal. Andre Jackson Jr. got 10 minutes of action, 2 of 3, 1 of 2 from 3, 5 points, 3 boards, 1 steal. Junk time for Ty-Ty Washington, Thanasis, and Livingston. Bucks shoot 51% from the floor to 46% for Orlando. Bucks shoot 37% from 3, 15 of 40 to 11 of 30, good for 36% for Orlando. Free throws 16 of 20 for Milwaukee, 16 of 23 for Orlando. Rebounds, Bucks won that, 43 to 34. Turnovers, 15 for the Bucks, 12 for Orlando. 15 is too much. Just you need to be closer to 12 than you are closer to 20 in this scenario. So they need to cut down those turnovers a little bit. And again, some of this was obviously after the game was pretty much decided. But that's something obviously you want to work on kind of going forward. Do not forget, Bucks fans, that with this Milwaukee Bucks win, that means Wendy's hooks you up, man. And when I mean they hook you up, I mean they hook you up. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's, right? And when the Bucks win and you get to go to Wendy's to get that free Frosty, you have your choice right now for a limited time of getting a chocolate Frosty or an orange Dreamsicle Frosty. And I'll give you a hint. Right now, Wendy's has taken the iconic Dreamsicle flavor you remember and brought it into the modern Frosty area, or era, I should say. Available for a limited time, both day and midnight or later. Late night hours may vary. You're leaving the game at Fiserv Forum. You're heading over to Wendy's right now. You get to the drive-thru. You say, hey, when the Bucks win, you win. I'd like to get myself an orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Or, hey, I'd like to get myself a chocolate Frosty. And here's another other little thing. Let's say Charlie and I go over to Wendy's after the post-game show. We are in the same car. We drive over. We go through the drive-thru. Well, because we're both in the same car, we each get a free Frosty, right? You get a Frosty for whoever's in the car. So if it's you and your kids and you're heading home, each get a Frosty on the way home. But you got to stop at Wendy's, hit that drive-thru, and you're all good. I'll give you a little something else. Not only can you get the Frosty, you can get the new Wendy's Cinnabon Pull-Apart, now available all day, too. And that stuff there, I got to talk about this because I love Cinnabon too. You got that warm, sweet cinnamon sugar roll dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frossing. Get your day off to a sweet start in the morning for breakfast or a late night sweet treat like right now with that Wendy's Cinnabon Pull Apart. A Frosty and a Cinnabon Pull Apart. Get me that sugar high and away we go for that one for sure. All right, so the Bucks get the win tonight, 117-99 over the Orlando Magic. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you and Charlie producing the show tonight. Toby Altizer, by the way, will be filling in for me on Friday and Sunday. Remember Toby Altizer from the Bart Winkler Show back in the day doing the afternoon show as well. So looking forward to having Toby fill in for me. I will be back right away next week. Monday is going to be Wisconsin Sports Daily, right? And Wisconsin Sports Daily will be from 2 to 5 in the afternoon on Monday. And we'll be talking Packers, Bucks, Brewers, Badgers, you name it. Your favorite sports team, we'll be talking about them on Monday. It's all about the calls, the tweets, the Facebook posts, the interaction. We'll have Ryan Wood on from the Green Bay Press Gazette talking Packers football, talking about the draft, talking about the Packers in Brazil playing the Eagles. Plus, we'll also talk with Eric Name, Bucks beat writer, covers the Bucks for The Athletic. We'll talk to him as well. All right, let's get to some phone calls. Charlie, where are we going first?
All right, Sparky, first up, we got Q out of Tulsa for you. Q, you are live.
1250 AM, The Fan. What's up, Q?
That sounds like a really great first show, Sparky. Ryan Wood and Eric Name. Holy cow.
And I'm working on getting a Brewers guest, too. We'll have Brewers, Bucks, and Packers all covered on that first show.
That sounds fantastic. And I'm looking forward to Friday's show with Toby. That guy is very insightful.
Yeah, he is.
It'll be fun to catch up with him and maybe hear what he wants the Wizards to do.
Sell the team. That would be my option for him. Sell.
I'm feeling really good about this win, Spark. I was a little concerned that the Bucks were going to lay an egg in the John Hammond Bowl, but we stuck it to the Magic, and hopefully is the next time we play them, it's in Orlando, right?
Yes, on Sunday, noon tip-off.
So hopefully, like the home road splits for Bobby, because it sounds like Giannis is going to be out. Hopefully, Bobby can keep being Big Bob and not shrink to Little Bob on the road.
That's the concern. Yes, that is the concern. But Beverly should be playing on Sunday, so that helps. For whatever the reason, since Beverly got here, when they're on the road, he seems to be able to prod Bobby a little bit to get Bobby going and get the juices flowing with Bobby, where earlier in the season that wasn't the case, Q.
Yeah, and I have you listened to any of Pat Bev's pod?
No.
Podcast?
No.
I
see the clips on Twitter is what I see.
It's really fun. It's like a behind the scenes look on the Bucks now, and I just really love his energy. Like, I guess the comps to PJ Tucker in 2021 are real, but like, we didn't have this type of behind the scenes access to like hear what PJ Tucker, like little anecdotes almost on a weekly basis. So I don't know. He just seems really, really excited to be in the starting lineup. And he said Malik Beasley was just ready to rock off the bench. But we'll see. I think I'm feeling more and more optimistic by the day. I'm sure Wolverine Giannis will be ready to go.
Let me ask you this. The question of the night that I'm throwing out there is Drew Holiday versus Damian Lillard. Holiday signed his contract extension today. He's going to be making, during this contract extension, in the mid-30s range. So he's making $30 million in 24-25, 32-5, 34-9, 37-9. In comparison, Lillard will be making about $20 million more a year. Lillard gets a free agency at 37. Holiday gets a free agency at 38. The question is, who would you rather have knowing now what these contracts look like?
It's hard to say. I think I need to watch the playoffs to have a good answer for you. I think that is overpaying for Drew Holiday, and I think Damian Lillard in the past has earned the money that he's going to be making. But for me, I'm withholding judgment on Dame until we see what he does in the playoffs. I expect him to earn his money, but we'll see what happens in the playoffs. That's like Portland obviously paid him for what he did in the regular season because they didn't do very much very often in the playoffs. But when we traded for him, it's for next month, not this month.
Agreed. Yes, it's about the postseason. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, and that's the thing, and Q brings it up, right? When you traded for Damian Lillard, it was not about December. It was not about January. It was not about February. It was not about none of those months. It was about, can you go be the guy in the playoffs with Giannis and Middleton's your three? Can you be that guy? Drew Holiday won that guy consistently. And my guess is he's not going to be that guy for Boston either. Now, Boston has their 1-2. And you could argue Porzingis is really the 3. So, in Boston, he's the 4. Well, in Milwaukee, he was the 3. And when Giannis was hurt, he had to be the 2. And they lost. Because it wasn't working. So John Horst upgraded the talent level offensively and went and got himself Damian Lillard. And he's going to pay through the nose for it financially, cap-wise and luxury tax-wise and everything else going forward for doing it. What you really have to ask yourself as a Bucks fan is, do you think Damian Lillard is worth $20 million more a year till age 37 than Drew Holiday is? If you say yes, he is, then you'd rather have Lillard. If you say no, he's not that much better than Drew Holiday, Sparky, then you'd probably rather have Drew Holiday. That's what I'm asking. I kind of want to take a little informal poll tonight of Bucks fans, because I know some of you out there have been anti-Dame since he got here and wanted Holiday the whole time. And I know others of you are like, Holiday is so overrated. Don't talk to me. I'll take the guy that I know what he's going to give me in the playoffs, and that's Damian Lillard, even though he didn't live up to expectations in the regular season. Which one do you got? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Charlie, where to next?
We got Justin from North Carolina. Justin, you're up on 1250.
What's up, Justin?
Yo, man. Hey, first of all, man, shout out to Q and Tosa, man. Great call, man. So, look, man, Doc Rivers, we got to give this guy some credit tonight, man. He won with a bunch of guys. And I know we bang on this guy all the time, Sparky, when he loses to a bunch of duds. So we got to give this guy flowers when he wins with stuff that he shouldn't be winning with. I mean, when you look at the lines, I think the last line I saw was Orlando was favored by 4.5. Yeah, I bet them too, but that's okay, though. So I'm going to keep betting against the Bucks because you know how we are, Sparky.
If it works.
Hey, I'll put a dollar on whoever we're playing for the rest of the year, all the way to the NBA Finals, and I'll see you in July again.
The sacrifices that Justin and North Carolina make are tremendous, and we appreciate it, Justin.
Hey, it's only a couple quarters. But listen, so we're talking about this. Like, I don't even have to think about this. And I respect Q, and I think he had great points, and I can totally understand why he wants to see the playoffs. But I don't have to see the playoffs. I saw the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah.
Drew is amazing for us as Bucks fans. He was our guy. He made the steal on Devin Booker. He did a lot of things. But we got to remember, this dude was MIA for 90% of this Nets series and showed up during the last, 25% of the series and played his behind off. We're not here because of him. But truthfully, if you really think about it, because Giannis is Giannis, right? The real MVP of that Buck in that series when we beat him wasn't any of them. It was Pat Connaughton. He was the one knocking down shots through his off. So I'm going to pay $20 more million to Dame Lillard, hands down, for the rest of his career. And it's not even a question to me, because what Drew couldn't do last year was get a bucket when we needed him to get a bucket. And that's what we need. Right now, Giannis is hurt. We need a bucket. And, Sparky, that contract that Boston gave him, that's goofy. It's way too much money. He's a 4, and maybe even in the playoffs, he's a 4.5, 5. Because you can make the argument that that dumb boy that we both hate coming off the bench that's old enough to be someone's great-granddad, Horford, is more of an option than what Holiday is. Now, if he comes out but he's averaging what, 12.5?
Yeah, he's not having some gigantic stats here. I got to look, but I don't think it's that big. Yeah, go ahead.
It's too much, Sparky. It's too much. And I love Drew. I think what Drew did for the community of Milwaukee was amazing. I love what his wife did.
Sure.
I love the volunteer work.
Yep.
I love all of that. But we're talking straight basketball, right?
He's averaging 12.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and less than 5 assists a game. And you're going to pay that dude over $30 million a year into his elder years as a basketball player.
Preach, Sparky. And this is Dame's worst year. And Dame averages 26, just rolling out the bed, going through. Probably, and if you've never been divorced, you can't, like, I know it's a lot of people saying, oh, it's just a failed marriage. But you can't fathom what this man is going through.
Especially right with kids involved. And you're living,
you know,
hours and hours away via plane. From your kids who are going through it, you know, without him being around. That there's no question that's tough. And there's no question that that weighs on you mentally. Justin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
One thing. I know you got to go. But if anybody understands what that's like, Sparky, that's how we met.
Yep.
You are a lifeline for me. So let's just be clear. Stop pity-pooing what Dame is going through, because this is real serious. And if it wouldn't been no Sparky, there may not be no Justin in North Carolina for all you Bucks fans that are listening. So salute my guy. Hey, man, we turning up the rest of the year, though. That's all I got for you, Sparky.
Let's go.
All
right, Justin, man. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Miss seeing your face down in North Carolina. Yeah, man, Justin, ever he comes up, always stops in the studio, says, what's up, Spark? How you doing? How's fam? We catch up. So, yeah, I appreciate the love from Justin in North Carolina. It is tough. It's very, very tough. And people do have to understand that and respect that. But there is going to be a but on this. Lillard also knows what comes with getting paid the money he's getting paid. He knows what comes with being a top 75 player, being on that list. He knows what comes with being a superstar, which he is. Yeah, you make a lot of money. Yeah, you have your own shoe line that you have, right? That, you know, kids can buy their shoes and all of that stuff. Your influence in the community, which his influence in Portland is legendary of all the stuff that he gave back to that community while he was there for the youth of that community. Legendary stuff. Stories that aren't even talked about. And now that he's here for the next several years, hopefully he'll be involved in our community quite a bit too. And that'd be great. No expectations. If he isn't, he isn't. It is what it is. But he was in Portland. When Drew Holiday got here, he was very involved in our community after being, like Lillard, legendary down in New Orleans. The stories I hear about Holiday down there and some of the stuff he did with charities and so forth. So both great dudes for the communities they play in and so forth. But even though you're going through a divorce and everything else, as a player, you know you're still in the public spotlight. You're still being held to a standard that you yourself set for your whole career. And you have a fan base that expects championship or bust. Let's be honest. That's what it is. The day they traded for Damian Lillard, this fan base said, now it's championship or bust. But that's it. If they don't win a championship, a majority of this fan base is going to be like, what a screwed up, failed season. And let's be honest, it has been a screwed up season, right? It's been a complete screwed up season. It's been the most jacked up season I can remember in Bucks history, going back to when they sucked and were horrible. But, I mean, everything that's happened, you get rid of a coach that won a championship. You hire a coach that's never been a head coach. His lead assistant quits before the thing really ever gets started. He gets fired midseason as a 2 seed. What, 17 games over 500 or whatever they were. They bring a guy in from a TV booth that hasn't won a championship in, what, a decade and a half or whatever to try to come in here and win this thing. And he brings in 2 coaches with him to add on to the coaching staff they already had and tries to mesh everybody together and get this team back on track. And all along through this, Middleton can't stay healthy and stay on the floor. He's consistently hurt on and off again. Lillard's got all his drama going on off the court that he's trying to deal with. It has been a screwed up season if you really think about it. It's been a complete mess. But Bucks fans still look at this and go, championship or bust. Don't you dare lose in the first or second. But they win tonight, 117-99. Charlie is going to give us his take on who he'd rather have, whether it's Drew Holiday or Damian Lillard, coming up in the next segment. Bucks win tonight, 117-99. Want to know from you. Now that Drew Holiday signed his extension with the Celtics today, he's going to make about $20 million less than Damian Lillard towards the end of their contracts, the last 2 or 3 years of their contract. Is Damian Lillard worth that much more than Drew Holiday, or would you rather have Drew Holiday? They're virtually the same age. So Lillard is going to get to free agency at 37. Holiday will get to free agency at 38, to give you an idea of how long the contracts are for both. So pretty much the same outside of that last year. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes postgame show. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sound it, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
How about it, Bucks fans? A victory tonight over the Orlando Magic, 117 42-99. Bucks now 49-31 on the year. Bobby Portis was the dude tonight. 30-9 rebounds, 14 of 18, 2 of 2 from 3-point range. Damian Lillard, 29 points, 10 of 19, 3 of 8 from 3, 6 boards, 9 assists. The Bucks win, and I just saw in a break Sam Quinn talking about the fact with the Magic loss tonight, they're in danger of possibly falling into the play-in tournament. They were competing for the 2 seed, and because everybody is so tight in the East, they might actually fall into the play-in tournament. How crazy is that? Coming up still on the show, we'll hear from Doc Rivers. Pat Beverly talked as well after the game on WMLW. We'll hear playback some of that interview with Pat Bev. So stay tuned for both of those things. The question on the table right now on the show is this. Drew Holiday signed an extension with the Boston Celtics. That extension takes him through age 37 season. Which would be in the year 27-28. He becomes a free agent in 2028. Damian Lillard already had his deal, obviously, in place. If he picks up his player option in 26-27, he becomes a free agent in 27 at age 37. So he gets to free agency 1 year earlier. However, for the most part, Damian Lillard's going to make $20 million a year more than Drew Holiday each year of this contract. Give or take, you know, $500,000, $1 million, whatever it is. For the most part, pretty close to $20 million a year more than Drew Holiday. Knowing that, who would you rather have? Drew Holiday, cheaper? Or Damian Lillard, more expensive? Both old dudes, so that's not the issue. Who would you rather have? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. See Sparky Fife with you. Charlie Husen with us as well, our producer. Charlie, my man, who would you rather have, Lillard or Holiday?
I know the popular answer is always going to be Lillard. I think just his upside, his offensive upside is always there. He's always going to be able to shoot a little bit better than Drew Holiday. He's always going to be able to get to the paint a little bit better than Drew Holiday.
Yep.
The one thing I love about Drew Holiday is his defense.
Yeah.
And I think the Bucks won a championship on that defense. And while I think Damian Lillard may have more of a super side upside there, when I'm watching games with Drew Holiday, the team just looks more cohesive. I think when I'm watching games where Damian Lillard is playing defense, it hurts the interior defense.
For sure.
Lopez didn't look as good defensively this year, in my opinion.
I don't know what's going on with Lopez. Just in general, he frustrates me right now, but yes.
You know, I think Giannis at points this season didn't look as good on defense as he usually does. Having a guy like Drew Holiday helps supplement those two guys who are more help defenders in the paint area will overall help in the playoffs. And I think we saw that a couple times. Now, last year, we didn't really see that, but last year, Giannis was dealing with that glute injury.
Yeah, he was out for a couple games. Two and a half games.
This year, he's going to have the calf injury. Yep. That might hurt him in that first round of the playoffs. It all kind of comes down to if Dame Lillard can step up. And if he can step up, I understand people saying that's the better contract, that's the better deal. But I need to see it happen in the playoffs.
So this is my counter to that. What is most likely to stay with you as you get older, right? So when you're Michael Jordan and you get older, what happens? You start developing different jump shots, start developing different aspects of your game because physically you're not flying as well as you used to fly when you were younger, you know, for those slam dunks. Kobe Bryant continued to add to his repertoire to make it easier for him to score so it's not as physical for him. LeBron, maybe not as much as Kobe and Michael, but he also has kind of changed his game as he's gotten a little bit older. For both of these players, physically, as limitations set in, normally what happens, maybe could be a half step slower, maybe a full step slower. Your body doesn't rebound as easily from injuries and so forth. So of those two guys, you know, which one's game plays more to that of an older player where his skill set will still be fine. For me, I think it's the shooter. I think Lillard can shoot all year. Just like, you know, we always joked on the big show back in the day, Gary Ellerson and Leroy and myself, talking about the fact, man, Brett Favre will be 80 years old, will get out of bed and still throw the ball 50 yards with his arm, regardless of how old that dude is, because he just will always have it, don't matter how old he is. And I think from that aspect, offensively, Lillard's always going to be that guy because he can shoot. Drew Holiday defensively, as he gets older and the wear and the tear and so forth, and that slows down, his value decreases dramatically once that goes away.
My thing with the whole Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan discussion, and I know...
Well, Drew Holiday is not them.
Exactly.
I understand.
Exactly.
Yes.
But kind of my thing is... Neither one of those guys, and granted, those teams were a little worse than what the Bucks are right now. They weren't really contributing to winning basketball during those later years, even with their shooting still up there.
Sure. Yeah, and all that's fair. Now, again, in fairness, I mean, Jordan retired a million times and had no business really playing for the Wizards. But even when he played for the Wizards, he was averaging over 20 points a game. So he was still doing it, you know, at a much older age. Kobe was beset with some big-time injuries there at the end of his career that really kind of put him behind the eight ball a little bit. Neither two of these guys, Lillard or Holiday, really, now watch me jinx this, but neither one of these two guys really have had major injuries that they really have had to overcome here as of recently. So both of them, I would say, physically are at about the same point. Both of them are relatively healthy. Both of them have kept themselves in good shape, right? Neither one of themselves have let themselves get out of shape. But for me, I'll take the shooter over the defender when we start talking about the aging process kind of going forward. The other thing about this is, Charlie, is when we go back, and it was brought up by Justin, we get to the playoffs. Who do we think is more reliable to do their thing? You say his defense is going to be there regardless of what his offense does. And as a Lillard backer on this side of the argument, I look at it and go, I think Lillard's offense is going to be there. I knew Drew's offense was not going to be consistent. Now, I knew I'd get a game or two, a series maybe, where I'll get something. But I knew I wasn't getting seven games of Drew Holiday averaging 30. There was no chance that was going to happen. I think, legitimately, there is a chance where Lillard might average 30 in a series and might just kind of go off. The lights get brighter. Damian Lillard goes, all right, let's go. Maybe he can flip a switch still at this point of his career and go into automatic mode offensively. But just like I don't know about Holiday's offense being consistent, I'm less confident in Lillard's defense being consistent, right? And that's what I think makes this a tough argument. And that's why when I say $20 million more than Drew Holiday, who would you rather have? You're right, Charlie. Most people are going to say Lillard. But as you and I talk about this going back and forth, I don't know. Like, I think it might be a little bit closer call than what I may think or what others may think. I still lean Lillard because of the offense over the defense, and I think he's there in the playoffs. But if he's not there in the playoffs this year, and we do this question again on, say, Wisconsin Sports Daily, Monday through Friday, starting on Monday from 2 to 5, and we do this question again after the postseason and they get knocked out, and you know, let's say Lillard averages 20 points, I bet you the results are completely different.
Yeah.
And that's going to be it, right? Because right now we're all assuming and hoping Lillard's going to be the guy. But if he doesn't show up consistently, night in, night out, I think a lot more people would say they'd rather have Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my thing with Damian Lillard, too, is there's stretches of three games this season where he didn't shoot well. What do you do when that happens in the playoffs and he's also not playing defense?
Correct. And that's something that, you know, you have Pat Beverly. And those two were basketball enemies, whatever you want to call them, prior to this. So you have Pat Beverly that's going to help you with that defense. He's also old. So you have Pat Beverly that's going to help from the defensive standpoint. Now, let's see. When he gets to the playoffs, is Pat Beverly going to start poking at Damian Lillard about his defense in huddles? Is he going to start poking at Damian Lillard about it? Because if you go back and you remember, Damian Lillard got benched in that game and that possession earlier in the season. He put Pat Bev in. Lillard, he must not clearly have talked about him before this, was pissed. Right? Mad. So then what happens? Lillard, next time out, comes out, and all of a sudden comes up with a couple of big plays, a couple steals, whatever the case may be, and then after the game makes a point of saying, hey, man, I can play defense in the clutch. I can play defense. I will play defense. And that was kind of, I mean, it turned out to be kind of brilliant, where Doc poked the bear and the bear responded. So I think in the playoffs, Lillard will be fine defensively in the crunch. For three quarters, I don't know. But the last 5 minutes of a game, last 3 minutes of a game, when they need something, I think he will get a big steal here or there, where it's like, damn, Lillard's defense in the last 3 minutes won that game for him. We got two big steals, a couple easy baskets. That's why they won that game. We'll be talking about that maybe more than we're talking about his offense in a game or two. Now, if it's a turnstile and he gets abused, it's always a possibility. If that happens, then people are going to be livid. He's the lightning rod of the playoffs. It's not going to be Middleton this year. I really don't think it is. Because I think people's expectations are pretty much non-existent for Middleton at this point, because he can't stay on the floor. So I don't think anybody comes in thinking Middleton's going to do much of anything. But there are expectations for Lillard. And if he does not live up to them, this fan base will turn and turn quickly. And I guarantee you he never had that in Portland. But he's never been traded in his career to a team that already had a superstar. And that is what this is going to be for the postseason this year. I can't wait for the playoffs to start. I really can't. And I don't, at this point, I don't care who they play in the first round. It does not matter to me. Got some tweets coming in. Bobby tweets at Sparky Radio. What do you get from Drew Holiday that you don't get from Pat Beverly?
The defense. It's like we just said.
But they're both defensive guys. Pat Beverly's a defensive guy.
My thing with Pat Beverly is that he's more of a nuisance than
yes,
a defender.
He is. Oh, yeah.
That's what I... And sometimes you look at a guy like Draymond Green, who's obviously one of the best defenders of this generation, but his ability to be a nuisance sometimes gets him kicked out of games and sometimes gets him out of control. And yes. I see a lot of the same thing with Patrick Beverly, especially in very heated moments and very big playoff games that can be detrimental to the team in the long run.
You know, the thing about Patrick Beverly is, and I... Look... As I said many times, I've never liked this dude in the NBA. Never been a fan, never liked him. Just not a fan. And some people are fans of the antagonist, right? Some people love Draymond Green. Can't stand him. Wish he wasn't in the NBA. Pat Beverly, never was a fan of his either, right? Who else? J.J. Redick, couldn't stand him. Bucks traded for him. He was crap. Really can't stand him now. Listen to his spiel, doing his podcast or whatever else. When I see clips on Twitter, dislike him more than I did as a player. So, not a fan there. So, I don't like those type of guys. Grayson Allen, same type, but no. I have no interest in Grayson Allen before he got here, and now that he's gone, root against him now that he's gone too. But, what I've learned about Patrick Beverly is, from doing some of these pre-game talks that he does with the media, post-game talks, this dude is smart. Like, he gets it. He's, if he wants to, that's the thing. If we talk about the Brewers, for example, right? Ricky Weeks made a lot of money. He came back, he's a bench coach with a chance to be the manager after Pat Murphy. He don't need to be a manager. Craig Council made millions too. He don't need to be a manager. Now he's making a lot of money with the crappy Cubs. He don't have to do that. So, if Patrick Beverly, who's made quite a bit of money, decides, I want to be a coach, I think he might be a really, really, really good coach. And you may hear me 10 years from now going, hey, man, go get Pat Beverly to be the coach of this team. I've always wanted Sam Cassell back in Milwaukee as a head coach, and he's been an assistant forever. That's who I wanted. When this whole Adrian Griffin and Nick Nurse and all that, Cassell, I promise you, if they were serious, they wanted Nick Nurse to get that job, like I've said before. That's why Adrian Griffin was the former NBA player in the top three that Giannis wanted. I think if they would have known that there was no way he was going to go for Nick Nurse, they would have picked a better former NBA player to put in that spot, and it should have been Sam Cassell. And I don't know why Sam Cassell's not getting the job. And I'm sure there's a good reason. I'm going to start snooping around on that this summer, talking to different people. I want to see what's up. Because it could be, you know, his mouth is still running rampant, which wouldn't surprise me. And he's telling teams exactly what he thinks of the roster and yada, 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 and what we need to do. These owners don't like hearing this. I'm not dealing with you. We're good. You go back and be an assistant coach for somebody. So, you know, why did I listen to you? Maybe that's what it is. But Cassell's paid his dues. I would love Sam as a coach. I think Pat Beverly is going to be the same type of dude. I think he'll be an assistant for a while if he wants to be. I think he can be a really good head coach. And then it'll be interesting to see what type of players he puts on his team. Does he want one of his, a player like him on his team? Probably. But will him and a player like him get along kind of going forward? That's one thing you've never really heard. You've never heard Pat Beverly ever have an issue with a head coach. It appears Doc loves Beverly, and that's why he wanted Beverly. And it appears Beverly loves Doc. In fact, we know that because Beverly has stuck up for Doc in the media when people have gone after Doc Rivers. So yeah, that's interesting. Paul Henning from Save Our Bucks, he's got a tweet on this. The question is, with Holiday signing his extension, he's going to make $20 million less per year, pretty much, the rest of the way out of his contract versus what Damian Lillard's going to make. Do you think Damian Lillard is worth $20 more million a year than what Drew Holiday is? That's really the question about who would you rather have? Because if you believe in Lillard's worth $20 million more, then you're probably going to say Lillard. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM. The Fan still to come. We'll hear from Doc Rivers. We'll hear from Pat Beverly. He talked after the game. Bucks win tonight 117-99. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Welcome back. The Milwaukee Bucks get the win tonight, 117-99 over the Orlando Magic tonight. Bucks get the win, leading the way. Bobby Portis with 30 points, 9 boards, 3 assists, and 5 steals tonight. 14 of 18 shooting was Bobby Portis in the victory. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And that means you get to go to Wendy's and get yourself a free small Frosty within 24 hours after a Bucks victory. You simply go to the drive-thru, or if you're going tomorrow, you can go into the dining room and order inside, sit down and have something to eat. Which, by the way, I'll get into that in a second. Don't time a track myself, Sparky. Hold on a second. Go in there and say, hey, when the Bucks win, you win. And they'll be like, yeah, you're right, they won. What would you like? And then you say, yeah, I'd like a small chocolate Frosty. Or I'd like to try that new, amazing orange Dreamsicle Frosty that Sparky won't shut up about. In fact, I had a conversation with somebody the other night. I was talking about it. I got off the air, and my buddy texted me. He's like, is it really as good as you say it is? Hell yeah, it's as good as I say it is. Go back and look at my Sparky radio feed. I don't know how long ago it was. A couple weeks ago, whatever it was. It was right when they came out. I had a tray of 5 of them. I went to the Oak Creek, I think it was the Oak Creek Wendy's. I had 5 of them, brought them home for everybody in the family so everybody could have an orange Dreamsicle Frosty when I got home. Man, we ate those things up quick. They are so good. So yeah, but again, get 24 hours, get to Wendy's, get yourself that orange Dreamsicle Frosty or chocolate. You know what? I should check on this. I don't think they can, but it would be cool if they could twist it. Right, have the chocolate and the orange. Chocolate and orange is delicious together. Where you could twist it, have a chocolate orange Dreamsicle Frosty, but I don't think they have the function on their machine to be able to twist two flavors. But that'd be something that would be cool if Wendy's wanted to invest in that going forward. I have one other thing for you. We've been talking about Damian Lillard and Pat Beverly. And not Pat Beverly, Damian Lillard and Drew Holiday. And the fact that Holiday signed an extension earlier today with Boston that he's going to average around $30 to $35 million a year for the next several years. And he'll be at a free agency a year after Lillard does. They're both the same age. So Lillard hits free agency at 37. Holiday hits free agency at 38. Lillard's going to make about $20 million more a year than Drew Holiday. And we've been asking, who would you rather have, Holiday or Lillard? Knowing both contracts now, knowing they're both about the same age, which one to you makes more sense? Because I have a feeling some people don't think Holiday is worth that much. And I had said, we had some tweets coming in. Paul Henning at Bruce City Paul on Twitter said about, you know, Drew Holiday has a higher floor, but a lower ceiling for what the Bucks need. He can't be a number two scorer role like he would have been with Chris out half the year. Dame is a more boom bust, but Bucks needed to take that risk, and we still need to see how it turns out in the playoffs. Of course, Paul Henning back from the Save Our Bucks campaign back in the day. Cash Money Stan says, Lillard over Drew Holiday all day, every day. Still love Drew, though. Jack Suits at World of Clowns. Lillard by a mile, Sparky. Lillard was not a disappointment because he played to his career numbers. Drew has lost a step, possibly due to age. Defense is there, but his numbers are down. Give me the top 75 all-time NBA player all day with his contract versus a guy already declining, Charlie. I think he was pretty much on point. I mean, what's there to argue about with what Jack Suits had to say?
I mean, the only thing is that he's playing on the Boston Celtics, Drew Holiday.
That's true.
You're playing
best
with
team in the league.
Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford's a good scorer, Derek White's a good scorer.
And Jason Tatum also known for disappearing in the playoffs, by the way.
That's five guys ahead of him who are better scorers. When he's on the Bucks, he has two guys, maybe three guys, if Brook Lopez is having a good game, better than him at scoring. Of course his numbers are going to go down. That's just my opinion on that.
No, I understand that. But the thing is, and this is what Goose said, the fifth best scorer on your team, $30 million? What? What is, let's look this up. Look up and find out the top five contracts on the Bucks and what those contracts are. Because I'm interested in knowing now, right? Because top five has got to be Giannis, Lillard, Middleton, Lopez, Portis, right? Those are probably the top five contracts on the Bucks would be my guess. Currently on this roster, I don't believe I am missing anybody. Beasley, I don't think, is making any money, really. Nobody else on that bench. Connaughton? Is Connaughton making more than Portis? I don't think so. But I'm kind of interested in seeing how much money their guys are making top five.
So, you got Giannis at $45 million. You got Dame at his $45 million. You got Chris Middleton at $28 million. You got Brook Lopez at $25 million. And you got Bobby Portis at $11 million.
Right. $11 million, Bobby Portis, right. And Drew Holiday's making 30 to 35 in the next 5 years, 4 to 5 years. But see, even that, if you just look at Middleton, you said $28 million? I mean, come on. And again, Middleton can't stay healthy, right? So that's the knock on Middleton. So you want to pay $30 to $32 million, $35 million a year to Drew Holiday, who is healthy, doesn't score all that much consistently, but is a great defender. Or would you rather pay Middleton roughly the same amount of money, gets hurt, but when right, can be an all-star type player and can score the basketball? I don't know. Weigh that one out. We all know this Bucks fan base has been mad at Chris Middleton for ever since he signed the last big contract that he had and wanted to move on. They won a championship. I thought people would get off Middleton's back. That hasn't happened. I thought people would get off Bud's back. That didn't happen, and he got fired. So that championship really bought Bud a couple of years, and he was gone. And if you think of the couple of years that happened, Middleton was out in that Boston series. Giannis gets hurt in the Miami series. Bud's brother dies in that series unexpectedly. He still coaches. There's no way I could have done that. And he gets canned. And then all of this goes on this year with the coaches and the fiasco that was for the Milwaukee Bucks. It really, if you would have told me the next 3 or 4 years would have played out the way it did after they won a championship, I would have said, you're nuts. Like, this team has every opportunity to win 2 or 3 championships kind of going forward. Like, they have every opportunity to do it right now. And injuries have absolutely killed this basketball team in the playoffs the last couple of years. And now you're going to go into the playoffs again with another player hurt in Giannis and another one in Middleton who hasn't been healthy all season long yet again for the 5 millionth time. So once you get in, the odds are probably better that they end up with one of those guys not playing in a game or two every series than they are that they're actually all healthy and playing as a starting five. Really. And from that standpoint, as a coaching staff, if I'm Doc, it doesn't really bother me all that much as long as I don't lose Giannis for an entire postseason because they've all played without each other most of the season. They've all kind of been through this. Okay, Middleton's out. Well, we know how to play without Middleton. Okay, Giannis is out. All right, we've done this a few times. We know how to play without Giannis. The only one where they're really going to struggle, I think, is without Lillard because you really don't have a backup point guard per se outside of Beverly. You have nobody else that can hold that, handle that ball. They tried Ty Washington. He's okay. In a postseason game, I don't think I want to. I don't want to put the fate of this team with Ty Washington bringing up the ball and running offense and everything else. Not right now. In a couple of years, maybe, but I'm not there at this point in putting all my faith in Ty Washington. One other point on Lillard. I don't know if you saw this. It was on Twitter yesterday, 2 days ago. It was a clip of the podcast that Gilbert Arenas does. Gilbert Arenas, former NBA player, another guy I'm not a fan of. And he does his podcast, and it's him, it's Brandon Jennings. Jennings seemingly is on most of them. They're out on the West Coast. So it's Jennings and Gilbert Arenas, and then there's other guys that join them from time to time. So this episode of the video that I saw was Jennings, who said nothing in this part of it. He started talking right when they cut off the highlight of it that they showed. Rasheed Wallace. Yeah. And Kenyon Martin. Now, think about that, right? Jennings is the most sane one by far of those four. I mean, Gilbert Arenas had his stuff going on when he was in the NBA. Obviously, we remember that. Rasheed Wallace was a hothead in the NBA. Kenyon Martin was a hothead in the NBA to a certain degree as well. Martin played in Milwaukee. But, I mean, again, so you got these three guys, right? And people apparently tune in to hear their opinions on stuff. Okay. So, up on Twitter it goes, I see the video. And Kenyon Martin is talking about the fact that Damian Lillard does not make players better around him. Didn't make players better around him in Portland. Not going to make players around him better in Milwaukee. Didn't make CJ McCollum apparently better either. Didn't make players better around him because of how ball dominant he is and how he plays. He just doesn't make players around him better. And I'll be honest, I never thought of it. Never crossed my mind. Never once thought about it. And I don't, to be honest with you, it's not like I sat here and watched every Portland Trailblazers game. I certainly did not. I didn't care about the Trailblazers. But when the Trailblazers were in the playoffs, right, I've known Terry Stotts for years. I have interest, right? I'd love to see Terry Stotts win something. So I'd have interest. I'd watch Portland games. Sherry Hansen, who I used to call media goddess when she was here in Milwaukee. She was the head of media relations for the Bucks forever. I think probably the best media relations person I've worked with in my entire life. So she's in Portland. She's been out in Portland since she left Milwaukee. So I have interest in rooting for Portland. So I would watch them in the playoffs for sure, and then from time to time in the regular season. And again, never crossed my mind that does he or doesn't he make players better? I think Giannis, you could say, definitely makes players better around him, right? Drew Holiday, does he make players better around him, Charlie?
I think he does. I mean, Brooke Lopez was a top three defensive player of the year candidate with Drew Holiday on the court. This year, he's not. Mm-hmm. Just plain and simple.
Right. So he makes him different. He makes him better in a different way. Because when you start talking about, does a guy make somebody better, you think of, because people collapse on you, you get guys with wide open shots, right? Guys have less pressure on them to score because there's less attention on them, which provides them more open looks than they would get if you're not on the floor. Normally, that's what that means when you start talking about it. Charlie's take is just defensively what he meant for everybody else on the court made this defense worse. Not just him for Lillard straight up, but all the ancillary things that go along with him is why he makes players better. It's a great take, great angle. So, with Damian Lillard, I just want y'all to think about this now, watching the Milwaukee Bucks going forward. Do you think Damian Lillard is making the players around him on this team better than, say, when maybe Drew Holiday was here? Is he making them better? I initially will say yes, absolutely. He's a top 75 player. How the hell can he not be making players around him better as a top 75 player? What are you, nuts? That's my initial reaction. Now watch the games. And we'll do this question again after the postseason on, you know, on the 2-5 show coming up starting on Monday. We're gonna do this again. Once postseason's done, I'm gonna ask that Lillard question again. I want you just to watch the games. Kind of pay attention to the games. And then after the postseason, we'll ask it again. And we'll see what happens. All right, take a quick time out. I want to come back. I want to hear from Doc Rivers. Charlie, you said Bobby Portis talked as well. Doc Rivers is oily. He's always, always highly entertaining. Bucks win tonight 117-99. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show here on 1250 AM. The Fan Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens next month. This NFL offseason, don't sacrifice your precious time. Double down on it. With Curd and Long, you'll fit 25 hours in a day. Ensure every moment from chores to errands is infused with football. Follow Curd and Long in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make it a real Mad March with a playoff payout at Potawatomi. Every week, you could score your share of 100 grand in cash and free play. Play this March for drawing entries. Win each Thursday. Plus, the prizes refresh every week for even more winners. The playoff payout at Potawatomi, Milwaukee. It's anyone's game. For more details, visit paysbig.com/payout. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This is Toby from Wendy's, and this is everything in our new loaded breakfast burrito. Two fresh cracked eggs, six strips of bacon, seasoned breakfast potatoes, cheese sauce, tortilla. Whew, now that's a breakfast burrito. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
I was 31 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 1 invasive ductal carcinoma.
Every 8 minutes.
I was diagnosed in February of 21.
Someone in America is affected by breast cancer.
I lost my mom to metastatic breast cancer almost 3 years ago.
1250 AM The Fan is teaming up with Susan G. Komen to help raise awareness, support patients and survivors, and provide better education in the fight.
The reason that I walk is because I want people to know that there is support out there through Susan G. Komen. There is support from other people who've been through this.
Illume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa and our supporting sponsors present the moving and inspiring stories of survivors, patients, and families talking about their journey and the reasons they walk in the annual More Than Pink Walk, September 24th.
You're just not alone. And I think organizations like Komen help you so much that I think people don't even realize.
Learn more at Komen.org.
And that's why I walk.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you have peace of mind? If you were hit with an emergency, do you have enough money in your savings to cover it? Are you following a budget? Do you have a college fund for your kids? It's Elizabeth Kay, and I want you to meet my personal financial advisors. For the past 15 years, I've been dreaming and planning for my future with Savalia Financial Advisors. They've helped me buy a home, get my life insurance, do my taxes, and plan for retirement. They're my partners, and they can help you. Contact Savalia Financial Advisors today at dreamplanenjoy.com.
Promoter Elizabeth Kay is an employee of the radio station and is indirectly compensated for the testimonial that was provided. The promoter Elizabeth Kay is also a client of Savalia Financial Advisors, and her experience with Savalia Financial Advisors may not be representative of all client experiences. Past performance is no guarantee of future performance or success. There may be additional conflicts that may not be represented here. Please refer to the firm's ADV Part 2 to address additional conflicts.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bucks hit the win 117-99 over the Orlando Magic tonight. Bucks now get Oklahoma City at Oklahoma City coming up on Friday night. And then Sunday, a noon tip-off against the Orlando Magic. Toby Altizer, formerly of the Bart Winkler Show mornings on The Fan, then also was doing the afternoon show as well there in 2022. He will be filling in for me on Friday and Sunday. Had previous engagements before we decided to do all of this on 1250. So I'm going to live up to that and do that this weekend. And then I'll be back on Monday, Wisconsin Sports Daily from 2 to 6. Starts on Monday. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Eric Name covers the Bucks for The Athletic. Both of those guys will join us on Wisconsin Sports Daily coming up on Monday, and I'm working on a Brewers guest. This is the one thing I will tell you, and I will harp on going forward, and we'll get to Doc Rivers, that I want you to understand. Monday through Friday, right, you're going to have Brewers, some type of Brewers segment, right, every day, Monday through Friday. promise you. Whether it's an interview, recapping the game, doing a Brewers topic, whatever, every day, Monday through Friday. Every day, Monday through Friday, there will be a Bucks segment of some sort. Interview, topic, game wrap, whatever, there will be something Bucks related. Every day, Monday through Friday, there will be something Packers related, one way or the other, on the show. So all three of those teams will be covered every day on the show. Now, it may be, you know, a 10-minute segment. It may be a 45-minute segment. But every day on Wisconsin Sports Daily, all three of those teams will be covered at some point in the 3 hours. This is not going to be talking about one team for the entire show 5 days a week. Right? That's not what this is going to be. So we are going to cover all the teams because it's a sports talk show. And these are our favorite teams, and I know me, I like to hear about my favorite teams, not just one team. So we're going to do that. That's going to be the approach of this show. And again, fan interactive. Take as many calls as I can get on the air with Charlie, read a bunch of tweets, read a bunch of Facebook, and have fun and talk sports. That's what it should be. All right, Bucks win 117-99. Let's hear from Doc Rivers after the game on WMLW.
So we had a lot of energy, active hands. You know, we really clogged the paint up. We wanted Banchero to see more than just the guy guard him the entire night. And I thought overall we did that. He got loose a little bit, I think, in the third. But I just liked how we played together defensively.
I think Bobby ends up with 5 steals. What do you think about his ability to...
Bobby, all year... you know, I don't know who's six man. I don't know anything about that stuff. Do I vote? I don't even know if I vote for it. But if I voted, it'd be for Bobby. I would say that because he's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something. Tonight it was, you know, obviously the scoring. And that's what people look at. But I thought he was more important defensively with his hands and his rebounding. I thought that was more important than his scoring tonight.
Just what do you think of Dame being able to get to the rim tonight?
That was great. We did a good job of trying to pick him to take off the dribble. I thought in the beginning of the game we were impatient with it. And then as the game went on, we got in a great rhythm with it. And it started with our guards setting picks and holding them. You know, we slipped. The whole league slips so much. And we told them before the game, today is not a slip night. It's a hold the pick night. And we struggled with it early, and then we got into it. It was really good to see.
You talked about the heaviness around the team that was feeling last week.
Yeah.
Just how did just getting a couple victories just switch the vibes around a little bit?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, now we're the best team in the league, right? You know what I mean? Like, but wins help. You know that. Like, in life or in anything. And losing is no fun. And it gets heavy. So, you know, last night's game was probably the reason we won tonight. You know, and it's a good thing.
Doc, you're, you know, missing roughly 50 points, 10, 12 assists with Chris and Giannis out. So what did you think of, A, the ball movement to get everyone involved, but then even on the other side, the connectivity on defense and just the way that they...
I thought they both had to go together. For us to score, I thought we had to create some turnovers and be really active. And then on the other end, I just thought the ball moved. It was great. You know, we got stagnant a couple of times. Some of them were on purpose to use clock. I felt like I was in a college game trying to dribble the clock out. But overall, I thought the ball just kept popping. I mean, we got the 24-second violation. It was an overpass. But I'd rather see that. So with guys out, and you know, especially with Giannis out these next couple, we have to learn how to play that way anyway. So this is good practice for us.
There he is, Doc Rivers, talking after this one. A happy Doc Rivers. You can tell just by listening to Doc Rivers, because it's the radio, right? Can't see the video. So you can just listen to Doc Rivers and be like, oh yeah, he's much happier. Just like if you're on the phone with somebody, you can tell if that person's smiling, right? Or if they're not. And if they're smiling, you're like, man, what? You can't wipe the smile off your face. I can hear you smiling through the phone. What is going on? Man, I'm having a baby. Or man, I'm engaged. Or whatever. Hey, I won the lottery. So whatever it is, you can tell just by listening to him. And the cool thing about radio is you can tell somebody's mood or where somebody's at emotionally by if you just listen. Just listen. And you can tell. And Doc Rivers is happy. Doc Rivers has not been happy, folks. If you go back and listen to any of these other podcasts or any of these other shows that we've done in podcast form on your Odyssey app or at 1250 AM The Fan, and you listen to his other podcasts, Doc sounded frustrated, stressed, maybe a little tired. Kind of sounded like all of that in those post-game pressers. This post-game presser, he seems 20 years younger and happy as a lark. That's good. Because we talk about everybody saying, well, the team's playing heavy. Remember Doc Rivers said that a ref told him it felt like the team was just kind of heavy, right? They weren't really enjoying it and having fun. You could just feel the weight on them. I think the weight was on him too. I don't think it was just the players. I think he was feeling it too, trying to figure out how to get this team out of it. And I'm not here to tell you they're out of it. I want these last two games. Win these last two games, play good defense, get some steals, shoot the ball well, win these last two, and then I will probably be at the point of saying, okay, we're back to being kind of what it should look like here going forward into the playoffs. I personally will feel much better about this team if they just take care of business in the next two games, do what they're supposed to do, and win. And I feel better after tonight because this was a back-to-back. So if you're going to lay an egg, even though you're at home for both games, this was probably going to be how this was going to go. And instead, you didn't. You came out, you took the lead, you held the lead, you never really gave them hope, and you did it for four quarters. That's what good teams are supposed to do. So now let's see what they do against another good team in the Oklahoma City Thunder, and now you're on the road. And then you end the season in Orlando. Magic fighting to stay out of the play-in tournament. So they're going to be playing for something. And will the Bucks still be playing for something in that last game? That's the other question. And whether or not they care about seeding one way or the other all that much. I would think they want that two seed and don't want to slip out of that two seed. But who knows when it comes to a professional basketball team. Bobby Portis, Charlie said, talked earlier today after the game as well. That was on WMLW. This is what Bobby Portis had to say.
What is it about this year that has made you so great off the bench?
Just my preparation of, you know, playing with USA Basketball over the summertime really got me in really good shape starting the season off. You know, obviously, it's highs and lows that come with this game. You have to take that with a grain of salt. But at the same time, man, I just trust my work. I knew it would come around at one point, and I'm a confident player. Man, I go out there and play with swag and confidence, so that never deters. But hopefully, you know, the voters can get it right this year.
They're not going to get it right, Bobby. I'm sorry. You're not going to win. But that is something where the fans chanting, Bobby, 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 gets him going. He's never had that anywhere else, right? He's not going to have that anywhere else either, no matter where he goes. He is a huge fan favorite here. Giannis is by far one. But I bet you if we took a poll, and maybe we will on Wisconsin Sports Daily at some point in the offseason, who's your second favorite Buck? Do you think Bobby Portis wins that poll over Chris Middleton, over Dame Lillard, over Brooke Lopez? Does Portis win that poll, do you think, Charlie? If you say, who's your second favorite Buck?
100%.
You think so?
100%. I mean, for some people, I would say he wins the bowl in total. Like just
over Giannis?
Over Giannis.
Oh, no way. No way. I don't buy it. No chance.
When Bobby Portis got hurt tonight, when he went out of the game to get the concussion protocol, the entire stadium, I've never heard them that loud just chanting Bobby. People love him here.
It's kind of like you're rooting for the Undertaker to sit up in the middle of the ring in wrestling, or waiting for Hulk Hogan to start shaking to get up in a wrestling match, right? Using wrestling analogies, I guess. And Portis came back, obviously, and continued to play after that. There's no way he beats Giannis. There's just no way. I mean, wouldn't you say that Giannis is the fan favorite of all teams? He's number one in the state of Wisconsin?
I think he definitely is. I mean, people love Christian Yelich, too. That's definitely, he's up there.
I don't know if I'm there on that. And listen, And Christian Yelich had a home run tonight. Brewers won again, in case you weren't listening. Off night offensively, they only scored 7 runs. I'm joking, of course, but they've been averaging like 9 runs lately. Their offense has been unbelievable to this point. And Pat Murphy, nicely done. Can't wait to talk about Brewers baseball next week. But Yelich, I don't know. I certainly haven't been on the bandwagon for the last couple of years because his numbers have cratered, not worth the money they were paying him, so forth. Got better last year as a leadoff hitter, so forth. So there's definitely Yelich fans. Not saying there's not. Jordan Love created a bunch of fans. Aaron Jones has a bunch of fans, but he's no longer in the state, so push him aside. He's out. He's a Viking now. And I don't even think anybody's mad that he even did that. Nobody's mad at him. So that's fine. So he's out of the way. Defensively, there is nobody. Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, I don't think any of those guys are top favorites for anybody. So really, I think it's just Giannis. And then maybe Yelich is 2, or Jordan Love is 2, and the other one is 3. It's clearing away. And that's crazy. Because when I was growing up, by this point, but for as long as I can remember, it was the Packers quarterback. That's who always one was. Brett Favre was 1 forever. Right, and Reggie White was 2 or whatever. And then Aaron Rodgers was 1 forever for everybody, that guy. And then he entered the Pat McAfee show and quickly fell off. And people started splitting on whether or not they like Aaron Rodgers because, you know, he started revealing kind of his beliefs and everything else. And anytime you do that and get into the political world, you're going to divide half the audience. And half the audience is going to say, you're an idiot. Half the audience is going to be like, you're my guy. And that's why you shouldn't be talking politics. In my opinion, if you want to talk politics, go ahead. But you're going to lose half the people you're talking to, promise you. Just think about it. If you have a family and you talk politics with them, if your family isn't all the same party, political party, and it's split up, half the family is going to be mad at you by the time the dinner is over or the party you're at is over because they disagree with what you think. It's just, why bother? Why create tension and fights? Do your thing. All right, there he is, Charlie Houston. Here we go, buddy. It's you and Toby Altizer coming up Friday and Sunday. I know you'll do great. I know Toby will do great. Thank you to both of you for helping me out and doing the shows Friday and Sunday. Bucks win tonight 117-99. Next time I talk to you all, we'll be on the new afternoon show coming up on Monday from 2 to 5. Wisconsin Sports Daily from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Again, Ryan Wood will join us and Eric Name. Have a good night. Toodles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.